Dozens of civilians, many of them women and children, are reported dead or injured in Afghanistan today, apparently the result of one or more U.S. military operations that went awry. Residents in the village of Kakarak, in a mountainous area north of Kandahar, say a wedding celebration was underway when U.S. planes attacked the village. U.S. military officials acknowledge that American aircraft carried out operations near the village, but say the U.S. planes were responding to anti-aircraft fire from the ground below. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon. Tom, this is a really confusing situation. Can you help us sort this out?
Well, part of the confusion, Lynn, is that it now appears, as you suggested, that there were, in fact, two separate operations in or near this village, either or both of which may have resulted in civilian casualties. In the first case, and this is from military officials who've been briefed on what happened, a B-52 was on a bombing mission in Oruzgan province, going after some military target there. The pilot dropped 7 2,000-pound bombs. These are precision-guided bombs, but apparently one of those seven fell short of the target. Now, if that errant bomb fell on a house full of people, it obviously could have caused a lot of casualties. Second, separately from this, another incident in the same general area, officials here say U.S. Special Operations Forces were conducting a reconnaissance mission on the ground. They reported that they were coming under fire, called for close air support. In this case, according to military officials, AC-130 and A-10 attacked aircraft, responded to the call, and themselves came under fire, as you said, anti-aircraft fire, and they responded, hitting several ground targets, including this anti-aircraft artillery site. Now, in this case also, there could have been civilian casualties, either because civilians might have been mixed in and or around these anti-aircraft sites that were said to be hit, or maybe there was some confusion about who was doing the shooting. The Afghan officials are claiming there might have been some celebratory firing around this wedding, and that that could have caused some mistaken identity, perhaps.
What can you tell us about this area where the actions took place?
Well, it's an area where Taliban or Al-Qaeda activity has been reported for some time. The former Taliban leader Mullah Omar at one point was thought to have taken refuge in that area, so U.S. Special Forces have been in and out of that area several times in recent months.
Tom, there are reports quoting villagers there that the toll could be as high as 150 people might have been killed. Is that possible that it could be that bad?
Well, it could be, Lynn, depending on, in the first place, on this bomb that went astray. If it fell on a lot of people, a lot of people would have died. Also, it depends on what happened with this firefight on the ground. However, there's a couple things to keep in mind. One is that experience teaches us that we have to be very careful about early reports. There have been many cases when the early reports were of huge, vast numbers of civilian casualties, and it turned out that they were quite highly inflated. So you don't know for sure. On the other hand, we do have to acknowledge that U.S. Military has made mistakes in Afghanistan before, and this could have been another one, Lynn.
Thanks very much, Tom. NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.